Australia's aid funding has fallen to its lowest in over 60 years, without people realising, according to the National Peak Body for Foreign Development. A recent poll from YouGov shows the 80% of taxpayers overestimate how much of the federal budget goes to foreign aid. Currently, only 0.65% of the budget goes to foreign aid, putting Australia far behind most OECD countries. Speaking to Community Radio 2XX, Australian Council for International Development CEO Matthew Morey says there is strong support for a funding increase at the upcoming budget.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, their Development Assistance Committee, puts out a ranking every year which shows how much countries give as a percentage of their overall economy to international development, international aid. And it's actually sad to see Australia's statistics. We are actually at a point in our history where we have never been lower. We are the least generous to international development and aid than we've ever been in the history of our aid program. So we are going backwards. And the last year we went backwards as well, just in terms of the overall rankings. We recently did, as ACFID, did a survey of the general public, because I think as we go into the budget, it's useful to be able to say to our politicians, what does the Australian public think about how much we give to aid and how much we should give? We did a poll with YouGov, and it replicated a study that gets done over and over again, which shows that people wildly overestimate how much is given to aid. So if you ask the average Australian how much we give to aid, 80% of them think we give more than we do. We're involved in a campaign right now called the Safer World for All campaign. And the framing of that campaign is really around saying we should be committing to 1% of our federal budget, which leaves 99 cents of every dollar we spend for domestic priorities and for us to spend here in Australia, and 1 cent, you know, out of every dollar to go to international issues and being a good global neighbor.
Something that we've heard a lot about is the U.S. aid cuts last year, which caused a massive ripple effect across the world. But what I've seen is that Australia cut our funding substantially years beforehand, but I don't recall that being covered as intensely or scrutinised perhaps as much. What was the impact of that? And can you talk us through any of that sort of context that might be missing from the current debate?
13 years ago, Australia went through its own version of the USAID cuts, where we had a massive cut to our aid program. And so now when we look at where we are on the global standings, even though last year we didn't cut, so we're one of the few out of the 36 OECD countries, 24 of them cut their how much they give in real terms last year. Australia didn't cut in terms of the dollars it gives, but because the economy is growing and because of inflation, that's one of the reasons we go backwards. But the USAID cuts had a massive global impact. And just on aggregate, again, last year, there was more money pulled out of the overall global development program than in any time in history. Why does that matter? COVID was not that long ago that any of us have forgotten the impacts of COVID. International issues like global health, they don't end at our national borders. I mean, these things, the world is interconnected. A conflict in the Middle East, it impacts Australia. As we know, we're living with those realities. We are part of this global system. We're part of what happens around the world impacts us in Australia. So when we think that we can actually turn inward and not be part of, you know, contributing to the prosperity, the wealth, the peace, the security of the entire world, we actually pay the price as well. So it's a very short-sighted way of thinking of the world and thinking about the part that we play.
For the budget specifically, is there, a feeling that this could be turned around? How do you cut through, I guess?
Look, having worked 35 years in the international development space, I guess to do this as long as I've had, you have to be at somewhat level an optimist and always be thinking about how can we make things better. And the great thing is that if you look over the last 20 years, in just about every way that you measure poverty, the world has gotten better. You know, one of the false narratives is that, you know, we're not actually making progress. We actually are in terms of access to water, education, rights, these sorts of things. The world is actually improving. But as we go into this budget, you know, budgets are always a reflection of national values, and they're always a trade-off of choices. And as I said, part of the reason we did that YouGov polling was just to show that Australians actually, part of our values is to be compassionate, is to care, is to do the right thing. We see it when there's a bushfire. We see how people respond. We see how people, as charities, we see how people give when they see a crisis is happening. So that's part of who we are. And we think our budget should reflect that. And so this is one of those budgets where we'd like to see not only that the aid portion maintained, but actually increased.
Australian Council for International Development CEO Matthew Morey speaking with Noah Seckham at Community Radio 2XX.